brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I like the way Professor James Fetzer puts it. If you can kill a president in broad daylight in front of thousands of people and then have what thousands of people publicly saw become a conspiracy theory and stand evidence on its head and scientific facts on its head, you can do anything. And now we've seen that, though now people aren't as trusting as they were back in 1963. But they are more apathetic than they were at that point. Now, we kind of shifted off into 9/11, and Emmett in Pennsylvania brought this up. Emmett, you were saying a congressman specifically brought up 11 memos. Were they talking about now memos that Congress has had that they've kept quiet about Abel Danger and things like that, or what are you getting at?
Well, the CNN News reported this from 6 a.m. to 12 noon, then they cut it off. They wouldn't repeat it anymore. They said this Democratic congressman from Delaware, he and eight other congressmen and senators were in a committee, something like the Grits Group or something like that, and they were going to look into these 11 memos that they had prior knowledge. Now, what I'm wondering is, would Ted Kennedy sell out?
I think Ted Kennedy, they've had Ted Kennedy under their control since Chappaquiddick. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
I really appreciate you holding. What do you think about that, Dr. Fetzer?
Well, I think there's some important resources for anyone who wants to look into 9/11. One is The New Pearl Harbor, a book by David Ray Griffin. Another is his study of the 9/11 Commission Report entitled The 9/11 Commission Report, Omissions and Distortions. Anyone who wants to see some video clips that offer very persuasive evidence that the Twin Towers were subject to controlled demolition and that no Boeing 757 hit the Pentagon can go to my website, assassinationscience.com, and you'll find those video clips right there. If you want to see a photograph of the facade of the Pentagon immediately after the hit, and you'll be startled to discover it's a very small opening, only about 10 feet high and 15 or 16 feet wide, scroll down the menu bar to my 9/11 links section and hit the 20 studies plus. It'll take you to a page that shows that photograph, many others, and a photographic study of the Pentagon hit and a whole lot of other stuff about 9/11.
Well, we know this. They're masters of the big lie. And they know that if they just tell us what something is, a lot of times we'll just buy into it, and they can produce a few of their own little fake witnesses. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeff in New York, then John and others. Go ahead, Jeff.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
It seems to me that there is a lot of similarities between the Warren Commission cover-up and the 9/11 Commission cover-up. And as far as Kennedy's assassination goes, I spoke with Arlen Specter, and he gave me a standard list of reasons why we're still investigating the Kennedy assassination. We're still investigating the Lincoln assassination. This is something that I heard Lee Hamilton say in relation to the 9/11.
Well, I mean, for those that don't know, the author of the magic bullet theory that hits three or four bones and hits metal and changes direction 160 degrees, that's impossible, by the way, folks. Now, that is none other than Arnold Specter.
It seems like there was rewards to certain people on the Warren Commission, too, like Specter, who is, even though he constantly defies his constituents, remains in office. Gerald Ford was given a presidency without being elected.
Oh, you're absolutely right. In fact, Gerald Ford had the role of changing the description of the location of that wound to the back from the uppermost back, which, as I've explained, since it was 5.5 to 6 inches down below the collar, that's already an exaggeration, to the base of the back of the neck in order to make the magic bullet theory more plausible.
Well, look at who got rewarded, Bush Sr., clearly involved, El Presidente, made CIA director just 8 years later.
Right. If anyone wants to see the absurdity of the magic bullet theory, go to my website and scroll down to the JFK introductory seminar and take a look at the low nutter reputation.
Yeah, we'll certainly plug that, too, before you leave us, Doctor. Anything else there?
Yeah, I got another thing for you.
Okay, real fast, we'll go to John Mangood, I believe, and many others that are patiently holding 1-800-259-9231. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Did you know that recent estimates by the Arthritis Foundation put the number of Americans with arthritis or chronic joint symptoms at 66 million, or 1 in 3 adults? Or that arthritis is the nation's leading cause of disability among Americans over age 15? Most individuals diagnosed with arthritis don't think anything can be done to help. Those who are aware of treatment options fear the debilitating side effects associated with prescription drugs. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we feature herbal formulations like Joint Care, whose safety and effectiveness in supporting healthy joints has been established in over 50 clinical trials and research studies. Joint Care facilitates freedom of movement by promoting circulation and enhancing the overall functioning of the musculoskeletal system. Don't let arthritis stop you from doing the things you enjoy or leading a normal, healthy, and active life. Visit us online today at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Before we end the show, I want to play the clip of Pat Robertson telling us how wonderful retina scanning is. And, well, Big Brother's all over you and he laughs about it, but just accept it. And then Bush fumbling and bumbling with the doors and saying he's trying to escape, but you know, the audio doesn't capture 1/100th of how ridiculous it is to actually watch the video that's up on InfoWars.com right now. Because a normal person would try to, I mean, number one, he runs off the stage before it's supposed to be over, emotionally. So he went for a door that he didn't even know was where it went. It wasn't through the door he had come. And by the way, according to the New York Daily News, Bush throws these huge tantrums, freaks out, screams at 17, 18-year-old staffers who aren't even connected to what he's doing. Clinton did the same thing. It just shows how unstable they are. And then at the very same time, it just shows that once the door was locked, he like throws a fit. He looks at it madly and makes this weird face and then stomps over. And then he composes himself and makes a joke. You know, I'm trying to escape. I mean, this is a guy who writes notes to Condi Rice saying, can I go to the bathroom? Am I allowed to go to the bathroom? And that just shows how handled he is, how controlled he is. Finish up your point there, Jeff, in New York City.
This is Stafford, New York. But anyways, I recently went to a local open house at a local Freemason lodge, and I got a lot of video from there, including a speech given by the local Freemason. And he brings up a local murder conspiracy that was covered up by Freemasons in local government I have video of pentagrams inside their building. And, Alex, that video is yours if you want it.
So, wait a minute. While you're there, he brags about how they...
Well, he says we're not involved in Satanism, we're not involved in conspiracies, and then goes on for 20 minutes. I have this on tape, too, of him talking about a local murder that was a conspiracy to cover it up by Freemasons and local government.
So this was an advertisement to John, and he's saying, hey, we get to kill.
It was actually a local historical society had their meeting there, and the Freemasons put on a little display and speech and let us film inside the temple.
I'm not begging. I'm pleading. I want you to mail that to me at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And be sure to have a note in there clearly saying this is the Mason video. What format is it on?
I have it on DVD. I can send it to you on that. I also have a lot of black helicopter footage from around here.
Sure. But just do not wait. Do not delay. Please send that to me.
Okay, can I get a plug-in for my public access show?
No, please, lavish it.
All right, it's on Syracuse Time Warner, Channel 98. It's called Expose and Defeat Tyranny. It's on from 4 to 6 on Thursdays. It won't be on Thanksgiving, but every other Thursday it is. And I'm showing your videos right now.
Good job, brother. Please send me that video.
You got it, Alex.
Thanks a million. I'll give you credit. I'll put a little clip on the TV show or something. Going back to our guest... Professor Fetzer, Dr. Fetzer, I know you don't get a lot into the occult and things, but let me just tell you. I'm a Christian, but I do a secular radio show. I cover the news. I cover information. But in my research, and that's all I do is research, what do I really run into? What do the facts show? The elite that's running things really is using a ancient type of occult network to communicate with each other. And it's really a ritualized good old boy club where they get to murder people and get away with it because most of the judges are Masons. And, you know, obviously Texas is the Lone Star State and just a lot of Masonic control down here. And I don't think there's any mistake that they picked Texas as the place to blow Kennedy's head off.
Well, I'm no expert in this area, but I have a student, a graduate student of mine who is Alex, and I think he'd be very, very interested in and supportive of a lot of the involvement of groups like the Masons in a lot of weird activities and is having a disproportionate influence on government. And, of course, obviously here you had two candidates in the last election, both of whom had taken an oath to a secret society, skull and bones, and how were the American people to know what relationship obtained between their secret oath and their responsibilities under the Constitution? I mean, it's a crapshoot when we're looking at candidates who may indeed have taken an oath to support one another in all of their public efforts throughout their entire lives.
No, I heartily agree with you. You're absolutely right. I want to go to some more calls here quickly, but before we go any further, tell us about your website and tell us about some of the books you've edited.
Oh, thanks, Alex. Yes, assassinationscience.com is my public issues website. I have three books on the assassination of Jack Kennedy that I've edited where I brought together the best experts on different aspects of the case. One is entitled Assassination Science. That includes all the original studies that proved the X-rays had been altered, that a brain had been substituted, and a lot of the preliminary studies indicating that the Zapruder film had been altered. The second is entitled Murder in Dealey Plaza. It's a wonderful book. There are a lot of folks who think this is the best book ever published on the death of JFK. The third is entitled The Great Zapruder Film Hoax, which shows all the technical and scientific evidence that establishes that the film was recreated, which had to be done for technical reasons, Alex, because all the original frames have sprocket hole images that link the frame before them and the frame after them. So in order to recreate it, you couldn't just change a few frames. You had to reshoot every frame. Also, anyone who's really interested in this might want to know that on my website, Assassination Science, if you scroll down the menu bar to the bottom, I've produced a 4.5-hour video, very thorough, very comprehensive, 7 segments which run about 30 minutes each entitled The Assassination, The Cover-Up, and Beyond. If you're interested in that, see if you can't get a copy and have it played on your community access television set for the benefit of your fellow citizens.
Well, to show my ignorance, Doctor, I'd like to see that, and I might like to carry that in my new bookstore. I'm going to be adding a lot of items, so be sure and stay on me about that because I want to definitely carry that. Because I love your passion for the truth, and I really pick up on that every time we have you on. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Ohio. John, go ahead.
Yes, I'd just before I get to my point, I think Nori was going to be discussing this tonight, so people might want to call in as well as your guest. And I wanted to bring up the motives, which I think are important, who did it, and the complicity of the media, because I think these are important, the reasons. And it couldn't have accomplished without the complicity of the media in covering up this operation. The motives were that, the main motives were that Kennedy was going to withdraw from Vietnam, as he told his Mike Mansfield, the Speaker of the House, subsequently said that, and as well as Kenny O'Donnell's chief aide said that he told him that, and that he was going to normalize relations with Cuba. And also, he made the comment that he was going to destroy the CIA and send it to the winds in 10,000 pieces, this shadow threat at my back.
And abolish the Federal Reserve, and he also gave several speeches. In fact, I tracked down the audio of this a few months ago and gave it to my radio guys, but never told them to get it queued up. I've got to find that. I meant to play that. I'll try to find that because I've actually found the audio. The famous quote of him saying, I've discovered this evil group, they're in control. I'm sure you're familiar with that quote as well, aren't you, Professor?
I'm not quite sure, Alex, but of course, in addition, the Texas oilmen were upset because he was going to cut or abolish the oil depletion allowance. The military was very upset because he
basically, exactly. Kennedy had bought into their whole program. He doubled military spending, cut taxes by 50%. Really, a very conservative president fiscally. He was pro Vietnam War. I mean, I've read several books on the subject and studied it quite a bit, folks. Then he found out that it was all just a big scam and a big fraud and that they wanted to go to war. Then he discovered, this has even been on Frontline. Before Northwoods got released, I saw it mentioned on Frontline that some operation called Northwoods had upset him so bad.
Yes.
And that was just a few months before all this happened. So he really found out that this was all staged and that he thought he was really the president and they killed him. Sorry, John, go ahead.
Yes, I think that's very important. And he made a speech at American University that one of the greatest threats was this Cold War with the Soviet Union. We had to find a way to have some kind of detente. But as well, I think the you talked about Operation Northwoods, and one of the chief organizers of that was Undersecretary of Defense Paul Nitze, along with the Joint Chiefs of Staff, to murder Americans and blame it on Cuba as a justification for invading Cuba. And then when you get to some of the things of the media's cover-up, such as, well, for instance, Life magazine, the top expert in photography put that obvious forgery on its cover, sent it around the world, framing Oswald up falsely as a leftist, holding up very conveniently two leftist newspapers that hated each other, the Carcano carbine with his with Oswald's face fused onto somebody else's body, proven as a forgery because of the shadows going in different directions and the chin having a totally different demarcations.
Actually,
so they had to know. They had to know.
Yeah, that,
that picture
was clearly slept together. A doctor?
Actually, Jack White has used those communist newspapers, The Worker and The Militant, which, as you have said, had antithetical political philosophies, as an internal yardstick to determine the height of the individual in the photograph. Oswald was 5'10". When you lay it off using the newspapers as a yardstick, the individual in the photograph is only 5'5", which proves that it's a fake photograph because either they had a guy who was too short or they put in the newspapers, they inserted them too large in dimension to make it real.
And Life magazine, being the expert in photography, knew they were peddling a forgery. And if you look at what happened to Mark Lane, one of the main researchers into the Kennedy assassination and CIA involvement, he got his CIA file, and it revealed that the reason why all the media had been attacking his work was because the CIA had ordered all of its top assets.
Well, they admittedly, let me just stop you. We have congressional hearings, Operation Mockingbird, okay? We know that when major publications attack me by name, those are actual officers of the federal government. And now that's all public, the paid-off media. You want to comment on that, Dr. Fetzer?
Well, Carl Bernstein published an article in the Rolling Stone back in about 1974 in which he revealed that the CIA had agreements with the major media in the United States, including CBS, including Time Life, including the New York Times. In fact, that officials of the CIA boasted that those had been their great successes. And I believe that those secrecy agreements extend issues. The major media will only publish stories that are approved by the Central Intelligence Agency.
All right. Thanks for the call, John. Professor, do one more segment with us so we can talk to couple more callers.
You got it, Alex.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%, your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
It's time to wake up and reverse fatigue. Modern day fatigue has gotten so bad that numerous cups of coffee, napping, and a good night's sleep aren't doing the trick. Well, now there's a homeopathic remedy for fatigue called Torox, and it's brought to you by your trusted nutritional provider, the Allergy Research Group. In small clinical studies, over 90% of patients with moderate to severe fatigue experienced a reduction in fatigue. From our observations, Torox appears to be effective for fatigue associated with a variety of causes. Because Torox is homeopathic, it contains no pesticides or toxic metals. Torox's active ingredient is carbobenzoxybeta-alanyltaurine, or COBAT, which is an amino acid derivative. Torox has undergone considerable basic chemical testing and has been found to be an extremely useful homeopathic product. Backed by GCN's own Dr. Deagle, Torox can be found by visiting allergyresearchgroup.com or NUTRImedical.com or by calling 1-800-545-9960.
Caller, because this is our last segment with Dr. Fetzer, and then I've got to cover a ton of news when we get back in the last 30 minutes. Right now, let's go to Mandagood in Canada, I believe, and then we'll go to Sally and Joe and others. Go ahead, Mandagood, you're on the air.
How are you doing? It's Mandagood. I'm calling concerning the video evidence, which is often the most important thing in these great events, and one of your first callers was actually right. If you read the book Behold the Pale Horse, Mr. Cooper actually told us about how the driver shot the press. And if you have a clear video of that, no matter how much they manipulated it, you could still see that he turns around and shoots the president with a pistol.
Well, I actually addressed this earlier, which is, and I talk about it in my video, by the way, and explain why, while there is some...
Back off your phone, Professor.
Well, yes. While there's some supporting evidence for that, Clint Hill, for example, said the last shot sounded different. It sounded like a revolver impacting with something hard. Mary Mormon, who was standing near the limousine, said she thought at least some of the shots came from inside the limousine.
But I'm talking about video evidence, Professor.
I published a whole book on the video, okay? You might want to look at it, The Great Zapruder Film Hoax. What I'm explaining is it's not necessary to endorse that hypothesis to account for all the shots.
Now, what he's saying is if you get stuck on one little bump in the road and make the whole debate about that, it could open you for ridicule when we have an orgy of other evidence. We have eyewitnesses to LBJ bragging about having him killed. I think that's the most powerful evidence.
I'm just saying that he seems to be one of the shooters, and you can, no matter how they manipulated the video, you could still clearly see that he turns around and shoots them. So that's one of the...
Listen. It's not that I'm not familiar with this. This is most one of the most debated issues in the history of the study of the assassination. It's very well known. We have looked at the evidence. We know what you're talking about. Now, I say take a look at the whole book we have on the way the film has been edited. And the point I'm making is this. Well, it's not impossible that Greer might have shot Jack. We can't prove it because the film has been edited so extensively.
We know Greer was involved.
Greer was absolutely involved.
One at a time. Caller, go ahead.
I just wanted to know, why is it that they would edit it in a sense where you can actually see him shoot it? Because I could clearly see him turn around with his left hand around his right shoulder.
Well, I'm quite sure that is not the reflection of Kellerman's forehead. You know, I mean, there's a lot going on here.
Okay.
So, look, just take a look. We could debate this at great length. Let me just say, there's an extensive discussion of this in my video, JFK, the assassination, the cover-up, and beyond.
Anything else there?
I really appreciate your expertise. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, thank you for calling.
All right, let's go ahead and take another caller. Sally in Georgia, I believe. Go ahead, Sally.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I was calling about what you're saying about Kennedy, and I was told something, too, that another reason why he was shot is that he was going to tell the entire country that the Illuminati was running everything.
Well, I appreciate your call, Sally. I know this. He did sign the executive order to abolish the Federal Reserve. He did give the order to pull back the first 150,000 troops. It's admitted. That's publicly admitted. We were pulling out of that staged war. It is true that he was going to abolish the CIA. Let's go to Joe in Wisconsin. Joe, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Did anybody actually do any in-depth about who this guy Oswald was?
Oh, God, yeah, sure.
Total government operative, then set up and killed at the end, which is why you shouldn't serve these people. Now, I don't know if that's the professor's view, but that's what I've seen in the evidence.
Well, I'm a former Marine Corps officer and used to supervise recruit training at the same recruit depot and rifle range where Oswald took his training. He was a mediocre marksman. He appears to have been recruited by the government to do intelligence work. I suspect by the Office of Naval Intelligence, his defection to the Soviet Union was a pseudo-defection, a faked one.
Yeah, that was an intelligence gathering.
Yeah. It appears to me that he had been stationed at Atsugi, which was the most secure base in the entire American military arsenal. I think he was defecting to give the Soviets information about the height, the altitude of the U-2 flight so they could shoot it down. It actually happened just before the crucial summit meeting between Eisenhower and Khrushchev that was intended to reduce Cold War tensions. And because they shot it down and produced the pilot and remnants of the plane, it actually increased Cold War tensions. Stop and think about who benefited from that. When Oswald returned to the United States, he was not treated as a defector. He was actually given money by a CIA front organization to relocate and wound up down in New Orleans, where he was.
Yeah, believe me, at that time, folks, they didn't just let defectors come back. He'd have been nabbed and interrogated and never seen again if he was a real commie.
That's right. They sent him down to New Orleans, where he was given this phony persona as a pro-Castro communist sympathizer. I think part of the idea in blaming Oswald for the shooting was the American people were supposed to rise up and demand that that the military invade Cuba, which is something they desperately wanted.
Yeah, I gotta let Joe go. We're out of time here, Professor. But now, 42 years later, tomorrow, their cover up's blown up in their face, hasn't it?
I think it has, Alex. I think we've decisively shattered the illusion.
Well, a lot of that's thanks to you, Dr. Fetzer, and others. I look forward to having you back up before another year elapses, my friend.
Absolutely wonderful, Alex.
Thank you for coming on with us. You bet. We'll come back. I'll cover news, and then we'll try to get to Richard and others. But I got to cover news first.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com, and for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
There's a couple of little clips I want to play. The first one is of Pat Robertson. Last Thursday, they had the 700 Club Daily News program, and Pat Robertson, while he's praying to heal someone with a toothache, he clearly does the Diablo, touching his two middle fingers to his thumb and extending the index and the pinky upward, and then when he says God's going to heal, he moves it forward, invoking it, which is actually how that's done in black magic. I'm sure it was all just a big accident, like all these other major warmongering preachers just continually happen to do. And all the CIA connections are no big deal, and the racehorses are no big deal, and Mr. Bennett and the $250,000 gambling an evening. It's all part of the Book of Virtues, just all of it. And China has to do the abortions. I have his quote right here. It's what they have to do, abortions and infanticide. So I'm against abortion. See, I'm not a Christian. I'm a conservative, and I'm anti-gun. See, I'm learning how this works. But obviously we can't show you him doing El Diablo here on the radio. You can see it at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. But we do have his This is how he always does it. A couple of years ago, use the microchip. Good. Big Brother's here. I tell you, he's all over as well. We're living in the age of terrorism. And, you know, this isn't really the mark. No, no, this is for medical. And this is really not a problem. But if they make you have it to buy and sell, that might be a problem. That wouldn't be it, but it'd be close. But I don't really have a... So, I mean, if he came right out and said, I love it, do it, you would rebel psychologically. But he comes out and he just goes, well, Big Brother's all over you. And see, it's always the same for him. I don't even watch a show. Listeners send me videos of this. And then other people send me mean emails. I should listen to you, but Pat Robertson's of the Lord, and I'm not going to listen anymore. Fine. Okay, don't listen. I'm against abortion, therefore I'm a devil worshiper. I understand. You're a Christian because you love somebody who's for it. Believe me, I figured out how this works, okay? If I was a member of a satanic order known as the Order of Death, I could be your conservative president. I'm not. I love Jesus, so I must be a devil worshiper. I mean, this is the inverted world of this whole thing. But listen to him. You know, he goes into laughing and smiling, and Big Brother's just all over you. Well, this is how it is. They're going to be doing this and that to you, you know, because of the terrorist. You know, because there's bombs, they're looking for terrorists, and then he says, I don't really see a problem with it. You know, they're not telling they're taking your fingerprints. Or, yes, they are. They're taking your fingerprints to get into school, to check out books, to pay for your school lunch. It's total control. And then when you know what they're going to use it for, it's even worse. Go ahead and roll it, please.
This is Francis, who says, my son's middle school is considering using a biometric finger scan system. Instead of having an ID card, students would just be able to have a finger scanned. Do I have a right not to allow the public school to do this? I can't afford private or homeschooling. Does it seem like too much government infringement and control?
Like it or not, Big Brother's on your case all the time, and we're going to have our eyes, the iris scan. You're going to have
amusement parks without the finger scan.
Oh, yes. All kinds of things these days for identification to make sure that you're not some bad guy with a bomb. I really don't think that that's terribly intrusive to ask somebody to have a scan of their finger any more than it is to ask for fingerprints. So, I mean, it's one of those things. I don't think you'd have much success in convincing anybody that it was too much intrusion. If they began to take blood samples and DNA tests, it might be a different thing. All right?
Now, notice he tells you, oh, I don't think you'll have any success convincing people this is bad. You look at polls and the biometric consortium a few years ago met in Chicago, and they said this. 90%+ of people hate it. You know it's Big Brother. But see, Robertson, now they script all this beforehand. You know, they put it up on screen, her letter, her edited letter. And they just go over this. And that was all crafted. Ah, Big Brother, oh, keep you safe from bombs. Ah, everybody's for it. You're not going to convince anybody. Everybody's going for it. Just all the psychological triggers are there. And from Cub Foods to HEB, all over the country, it's going in. Hadn't in Austin, though, because people won't put up with it here because I've been able to concentrate firepower in the info war, and so have you out there spreading the word in Austin, but it's happening. Most of the banks are doing it for their employees. Then suddenly you walk into the bank, and there's the thumb scanner. Oh, we need two forms of ID and that, please. Thank you, sir. This is for your safety. Meanwhile, most of the identity theft going on is big banks and others, like Bank of America, selling the data to other companies. That's 80%+ of it. But that's in the actual statistics. Who reads that in the nightly news? It just tells you national ID cards are needed to stop identity fraud. Then even Microsoft experts and the head of Scotland Yard go public and go, no, this will actually cause more identity theft. You do not want this. We're in a lot of trouble, folks. And, of course, things will get even worse. And we've got everybody from Andy Rooney to Tommy Thompson to Sean Hannity saying we all need our chip to prove we're good people. So, I mean, they're the weirdos. They're on the news saying we need these chips to prove that we're good people. And this next clip is Bush throws a fit, runs off stage. I mean, the audio doesn't really capture it, but it's, again, the videos on the websites. He throws a fit, runs off stage, jerks on the door, looks angrily at it. A normal person would just try to turn around and walk away. Then he stops to the press and defiantly, I was trying to escape. Let's go ahead and roll this second clip.
I am pleased that I'm in a position to be able to explain to President Hu as clearly as I can my concerns and my appreciation for different aspects of our relationship.
A very quick follow-up.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you all.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, that's, I mean, even on the BBC clip, we got a link to it. It's not very good because it's somebody's camera way back in the back of the audience. I guess no one else thought that was important to run, so that's the only clip we could find where they actually had the microphones mic'd to the podium. But he literally looks like he's mentally ill when he's up there. And look, none of us are perfect, but it just goes to how ridiculous this is. The son of a CIA spy master is our president just because his daddy did a good job in Dallas 42 years ago. Yeah, a lot of big rewards got handed out for that little plum. Don't forget, armed standoff, where there's this dump truck on the U.S. side on I-10, runs from the state police and the Border Patrol. And the sheriff's deputies gets down to the border. Mexican troops come across at gunpoint, aim guns at the Border Patrol, the state police, and the sheriff's deputies. There's a standoff, and with a bulldozer, they drag the stuck bulldozer. The bulldozer drags the stuck dump truck away to their site. Clearly Mexican troops. That's up on InfoWars.com. And then I have the sheriff on. Well, in our little town, or the sheriff's deputy, chief deputy, we've just had, you know, Border Patrol shot and him robbing doing this, but it isn't that bad. We do need a little help down here, though. Meanwhile, last week, everybody's hearing about this. Ooh, Bush is getting tough. 100 arrested at Walmart construction site. And they're building a giant distribution center. And so local deputies with the feds swooped in and arrested who they believed to be 100 illegal workers and almost the entire crew, at least 120 illegal immigrants, most of them from Mexico, were detained. The headline's 100, but it's 120. And but basically the entire workforce. It's just can any American, I mean, can even a Mexican American have the job? Can a black American? Can a white American? No, only. By the way, folks, this was up in Pennsylvania. What I find interesting about this is that they couldn't find it. It was everybody was. It's just amazing. Chavez renews trade pact attack. Thousands of Venezuelans, God bless them, have joined a march against the economic policies of U.S. President Jorge Bush and his Mexican counterpart, El Fox. Now, President Hugo Chavez led the protest against the U.S. proposals to create a free trade area of the Americas. Last week, Mr. Chavez accused Mr. Fox of being a lapdog of the U.S. How about, he said, U.S. corporate interest, not U.S. See, they make it a personal thing, though. For going along with Washington's plan, Venezuela and Mexico withdrew their ambassadors from each other's capitals as a result of the bitter fight. Latin American Brotherhood, Mr. Chavez attacked the U.S.-backed trade FTAA proposal as he led the Caracas rally, wearing a Mexican hat and singing Mexican folk songs. You got to love it. I mean, this guy's something else, man. Mr. Chavez, you know, he has a weekly TV show where he just sits there and takes unscreened citizen phone calls. Just Mr. Chavez told around 5,000 protesters that he did not want Venezuela's recent argument with Mexico over the free trade argument to continue. In his speech, Mr. Chavez stressed that the people of Mexico were Venezuela's Latin American brothers. And he said the FTA can go to hell. Mr. Chavez shouted into his microphone, "This country is free. We're not going to be colonialized again." And, brother, that's exactly what it is. Let me tell the little Reconquista crowd something. It is public. It is in triplicate. It is totally documented. Everything you do when you run around in those little brown berets claiming you're fighting the corporates and you're fighting America, you are funded by the U.S. government. They're the ones, the corporate interests that control America. We're just puppets, too. We've already been colonialized again. You understand that? Their plan is to merge our countries, and none of us are going to have sovereignty, and they're using your slave labor wages to destroy any freedom that was left here to use us as their engine to totally enslave you. Vicente Fox isn't even Mexican, folks. How many Mexicans who are living in the U.S. right now that are running around with Mexican flags on their cars and the invasion stickers on their cars, actually bragging about how you're taking over, why don't you ask yourselves why the government doesn't stop you? Why don't you ask yourselves why they cater to it? Why Bush wants total amnesty? Because the NAFTA highway is going to run all the way down into Central and South America. And it's going to drive your wages down, and they're going to bring it right up into the U.S., right up into Canada, and none of us are going to have any rights. Meanwhile, I went to check the weather yesterday. I was going to take the Watson brothers canoeing yesterday afternoon before they got on a plane back to England. Why am I telling this part of the story? This point. Well, I went to check the weather at news8austin.com. News 8. It's just news, the number 8. News8austin.com. And I gave the story to my wife. I told her to email it to Bob Dacey. I want him to write an article for us. I mean, I can't do it all, but I spent about 20 minutes reading it. And it was just a big puff piece. Oh, there's going to be this corridor commission, and they're going to run things because they're friendly, and they're a big highway to make you happy, and it's going to be real good for your economy. Just right there. I mean, I just can't even... Last time I went to that website to look at the weather, it was about how our police are going under international jurisdiction to go arrest people in foreign countries, and they're going to come arrest us here, and there'll be foreign police now in Austin. I mean, I'm living in the Twilight Zone, people. And a lot of people go, good, FTAA, we'll take over Latin America. No, you won't take anything over. It's like we're taking Iraq's oil. You mean you're paying tax money to send our troops over to take the oil for some private interest? You mean that? So the oil won't flow so they can rip you off at the pump. You mean that? Is that what you're talking about? It's just so frustrating. Whether you're Mexican or Venezuelan or you're an Argentinian or you're a Russian or you're Chinese or you're African, man, we're fighting the new world order, globalization. And so many of you that claim you're fighting globalization, I am fighting globalization. We will do that with the La Reconquista of America. And I go, well, then why are the biggest global corporations funding you? Ah, shut up. Well, no, seriously, why is Hugo Chavez fighting your aims? I like Chavez. Don't talk bad about him. You know, again, you're not getting full spectrum information. If America falls, which it basically already has, but if they get us fully under their control, it's over. The whole world used to look to America for liberty and freedom. Now we're looked at as the scum of the earth. So remember, you hate George Bush, but you love his La Reconquista plan. Well, and, you know, Chavez goes on to explain how it's going to enslave and going to hurt people. Exactly. The exact same reasons we're against it. But Vicente Fox, who loves the La Reconquista, oh, no, it's good. It's real good. By the way, the honeymoon for all these illegal alien Mexicans is about to be over. In 10 years, if the globalists have their way, a lot of them aren't even going to live here. They're going to go back to Mexico. Stuff's going to be so bad, some of them are already going back. You're going to all be displaced with Chinese. You're going to be displaced with other Latin Americans who will work for even more. You see, oh, you'll work for $4, and the Americans, they'll work for $10 an hour because they got insurance and taxes to pay, and they don't live 10 to a small apartment. They live, you know, 3 or 4 to a small apartment. The average American, we've had our standards destroyed, no matter what color you are. Well, now the Mexican will work for $4 an hour. Buddy. We got 1,000 people right here from China and from Venezuela and from Brazil and from Chile and from Ecuador and from Bolivia and from Peru, and they'll work for $2. Oh, and you go, well, that'll just be a free market system. That's not free market. When people work as slaves, folks, that makes everybody lower their standard of living. So feel good. Slap the revolution stickers on your car and drive around like idiots. Just like the idiots with the George Bush stickers drive around feeling good. You're being conned. You're being laughed at. You think it's funny? It's not funny. Being scammed, being ripped off, people being a fool isn't funny. It's sad. I cry for you. And I cry for this. And you know who else I'm sick of? Is Newt Gingrich. Gingrich sees Iran threat to U.S. like Nazi Germany.
Ex-speaker neocon trash, who actually was there to destroy the 94 revolution, make sure it didn't go forward. Ex-speaker, latest official to raise alarm on threat of nuclear EMP attack by Tehran. Now listen to this. This is like saying we're threatened by Martians. The threat posed to the national security of the United States by Iran was linked only to those, was likened only to those posed by Nazi Germany in 1930s. Former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, also suggested Tehran could be planning for a preemptive nuclear electromagnetic pulse attack on the U.S. that would turn us to a third or more of a country. Whatever that means. Turn a third or more of the country back to the 19th century level of development. Folks, our government has tested EMPs, hundreds of them, in the 1960s. It doesn't do anything. It makes a few radios and a few transistors and a few things pop and explode. It's just Iran, yes, they're going to hit us with an EMP and blow their heads off the same second, knowing they'll get hit with 1,000 missiles, 1,000 warheads. I mean, that's just made up, just mindless baloney. We'll be right back. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Kidnapping and slaughtering and rocket attacks, car bombs going off in Dallas. Nobody even knows about it. Meanwhile, this is out of the Portland Press Herald. Portland to continue drills for bus drivers. Portland transportation officials will continue to place objects on school buses randomly to determine whether bus drivers are checking for bombs and other dangers. Oh, so everyone's got to be a suspicious. Portland's such a target. Superintendent Mary Jo O'Connor said Thursday.
Can you imagine if there was actually a bomb on a bus and somebody died? 800 die under the Mexican military attack we're under. That's okay. Let's just ignore that. Ooh, what if Al-Qaeda tries to blow up the bus? We've got to all scrabble around living in total and complete fear. It's just amazing. Meanwhile, Camden, New Jersey has been ranked most dangerous city in the United States. Next is Detroit, and then down the row we have Chicago and New York. And what do all these cities have? They have massive total gun control. San Francisco, of course, is a very high crime rate. They've banned handguns completely, like New York and other areas. And it just goes on here about all the raping and killing, and it admits here in the Associated Press that the police are very corrupt, and everybody knows they deal the drugs, and, well, of course, see, that's what happens. The criminals just take over and move in, and now no one's going to the college. The town is, it's a big city, is falling apart, and everything's rotting, and you pack of crooks can just sit there on a big rotting cesspit up on top of it. Good for you. Everybody else is escaping. A really scary article here out of the Christian Science Monitor about how having all of our factories means they're getting all the high-tech weapons. They're switching over to night vision in their helicopters. They're switching over to Hellfire-type missiles. They're switching over to all this big high-tech system, and they're going to have a bigger military than we do. What does our government do? Lavish them with everything. Oh, here, supercomputer, missile parts. And then if I get on the air and mention it, I get emails going, you're a Democratic operative. Well, really, I complain when Clinton did it, and I complain when Bush does it. The difference is you don't really care about this country. You care about feeling good, and I associate George Bush with my daddy. I mean, it's sick. You ought to read this article, though. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com. Gingrich sees Iran threat. I just cannot get over that. I'm going to talk a lot more about that tomorrow on the show. The housing bubble is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. You know, is it going to bust? We're going to have some guests on about that subject this week. We do have Ron Paul joining us later this week on Wednesday. And we're scheduled to have Jordan Maxwell on with us to talk about all the occult numerology and the elite occult symbols that are literally everywhere. I think it's funny that Bob Woodward, who's always been a government mole, and I mean, Nixon was brought down because the establishment wanted to, and I've always thought Woodward was a real slime bag. I don't really think Bernstein is. And of course, it turns out now that he's involved intimately in the leaking and involved in basically burning people, but he's so special and wonderful. Everyone's being told, hands off Mr. Woodward. We're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. I really want to thank all of our AM and FM affiliates, shortwave affiliates, internet affiliates, everybody out there that helps us get the word out in the fight against the New World Order. And I do hope you'll take advantage of this holiday season, this Christmas, to give the gift of information and truth. And that starts at InfoWars.com with the big video and bookstore that we have. We've added a lot of new items there to the site. We've slashed prices in some cases by over 75% on some of the DVDs and books, and those deals are only going for another month. So be sure and take advantage of that. That's InfoWars.com and the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart. Or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. And never forget PrisonPlanet.tv. Now get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all. See you back same time tomorrow. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.